Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A show that is only slightly less entertaining than Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour is the prestigious tennis match at Wimbledon. And there was one A-lister who couldn't keep his eyes open long enough to enjoy the actual match. In fact, he couldn't even keep his eyes open despite the fact that he was sitting right behind the Queen of England. So this is so embarrassing. This happened a couple of days ago. Hugh Grant was spotted nodding off in the royal box during one of the quarterfinal matches, sitting directly, I kid you not, he is one seat behind Queen Camilla and his sister, unable to keep his eyes open, having a little snooze because apparently tennis is boring for him.
This has Hugh Grant written all over it. This kind of tracks because he's so cynical and he's so real.
Doesn't care.
This makes some sense to me. Yeah.
It almost makes you wonder, like, if he's doing this knowing he's going to be photographed. Like, and we'll talk about this later with the whole Justin Bieber thing happening with his album. It's almost like, is he about to come out with a movie and he wants some press and he knows that all press is good press and this is somewhat harmless, even if it does feel a little disrespectful?
So I saw the photos and I saw the videos. And at first I'm like, with some of the photos, I'm like, oh, he's got his sunglasses on. It's kind of hard to tell. Maybe he's just like kind of looking down at his phone or whatever in his hand. But then you look and no, his hands are just laying on his lap like this. And then his head's got the ever so tilt and it's down just a little bit. That dude is out. He's like, He's out.
I've only been to one live tennis match in my life, and I fell asleep, too.
What? Did nobody watch Challengers?
Tennis is very exciting.
Dude, especially if you're at the Royal Box. So I've been to Wimbledon. I was on court number one watching Andy Roddick play back in the day.
That's like the main one, right?
Center court's the main one, but it's the other major one, right? Okay. So where the big players play, and I was a couple rows back. And let me tell you, maybe it's different in the Royal Box where you have to act super prim and proper, because Wimbledon itself is prim and proper. I mean, you go, you wear your fancy clothes. They serve tea and strawberries and cream and Pimm's cups for snacks. Like, not hot dogs and pizza. Like, you got your fancy British foods. But perhaps the Royal Box is different, but there's an energy in the crowd and it feels electric. And you're watching because the players often will grunt when they hit the ball because they hit it so hard.
Yeah.
And people's heads are flying back and forth watching the action. There's usually a little humor in there. A ball boy gets hit. The player apologizes. You might have a racket slam. I mean, they get fined for it, but it's not the same as watching a soccer match or a football game, but if you know tennis or you like it, there's definitely, it has you on the edge of your seat and you can see people trying to bite back, yelling stuff because that's not appropriate. But if you're in the Royal Box, I think it's a whole different game. Like, you have to be quiet, be still, you know the cameras are on you, which is why I'm surprised he fell asleep. But if you're sitting super still and concentrating on being, you know, royal decorum, I could definitely see myself passing out.
Kevin Hart was on with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon was calling him out because Kevin Hart was just at Wimbledon watching one of the matches as well. And he goes, well, this is how so-and-so watched the match. And it's a famous former tennis player, right? And he's just sitting there watching his head back and forth, and then he claps. And then there's Kevin Hart in a box watching the match. And he's going like this.
back and forth.
It's not a head on a swivel.
No, it's like his whole body's moving back and forth. And Kevin, when they went back to Kevin on Jimmy Fallon, he was like, dude, there was a tall guy sitting in front of me and I couldn't see crap. So I had to move my entire body in order to see what was going on the court.
Now, as far as the sport goes, this is a really pretty cool story. There's a woman that is now in the Wimbledon final and she's American. And her sub story is this. She's a great tennis player. But there's such a mental load on you every single day you're playing tennis that she's like, you know what? I'm taking a year off. So she takes a year off from tennis. Her first tournament back is Wimbledon, and she makes it to the final.
Wow.
That's incredible. And I do feel that this is an appropriate time to give my annual PSA. Everyone in here does it perfectly, but for those of you out there, I think a lot of people know that Brits pronounce their T's, so they'll say Wimbledon. It's a D. It's Wimbledon. You're saying it correctly if you say it with a D. If you say it with a T, you're saying it wrong. It's like one of my pet peeves. It drives me insane.
You know what one of my pet peeves is? The fact that they are eating strawberries with full-on heavy cream on it. Have you seen the videos of the traditional strawberries and cream that they eat at Wimbledon? It is diabolical. If you have any sort of lactose intolerance, you need to stay away because they don't whip it. They don't do anything. They just pour it all over the strawberries. It looks nasty.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I think we got played.
Yeah.
I think we got played by Justin Bieber and his wife because we've been complaining about them for the last couple of weeks. The girlies, for the first time I think ever, have really rallied behind Hailey Bieber. And we're like crying out for her to divorce this man because she sold her company Rode for $1 billion, and pretty much everything we've seen of their relationship, like photos from the paparazzi and just video clips and
him spinning out,
we're like, girl, you are so much better than this. Like, you're 10 and you're rich and you're a nepo baby. Like, you don't need Justin at this point.
He has been really unhinged, like I'd say the last year online, right? I mean, showing partying, looking depressed, sending messages to his followers to leave him alone. He's really played this whole thing up.
It looks like it might have just all been to draw some hype for his last minute album, Swag, that came out at midnight last night. So it comes out today. And people have already taken note of some of the tracks. The first one is actually a musical interlude. So it's not really a song, but it's called Therapy Session. And it's him talking about the public's perception of him and his social media presence, basically saying it weighs a lot on him.
I have had to go through a lot of my struggles as a human, as all of us do, really publicly. And so people are always asking if I'm okay. Yeah. And that starts to really weigh on me. Yeah.
So basically he knows what people are saying about him, but I think there's either some kind of strategy behind it because it does get people talking, but at the same time, I mean, it does look concerning when you see him post random things on social media or his Instagram, and then we also see some of the tension between him and Hailey. It's hard not to think that there's something going on.
But at a certain point, don't you have to take like ownership and accountability for what you're posting? Like, I get like, okay, so it was a ruse. You have a clothing line, the album, all that stuff. So I get it. But if you're going to post things that get people talking that some people would consider maybe concerning, then you have to be prepared for people to hit you up and be like, hey, man, are you okay?
Yeah. And I'm a big time Justin Bieber fan. You guys know that. But in a case like this, it's a real contradiction because you want your fans to be connected to you so much that they love you and they are concerned about you. So when you are posting things that are concerning, it's flattering to have them say, hey, man, I'm concerned about you. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then to sort of like crap on that, when they ask, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I kind of get it. I do think what y'all are saying is right. I feel like sometimes it's tough being an artist because I feel like a lot of artists, if they had the choice, would probably like keep it all within and really not share as much as they do, but then you wouldn't be a good artist. So to a certain extent, you have to share more than you probably want to, and you don't realize how much that's going to get people who love you or who care about you to reach out until it's happening, and then I think it becomes overwhelming.
I think Justin finds it frustrating because there's this mismatched emotional intimacy. Like, you have this entire audience that's grown up with you since you're like 12 years old, and you've opened up about your life, and you have all these songs that are really personal to you, and so people feel like they know you. But Justin, when he sees some user 4567891010 on Instagram going, I hope you're okay, it feels like, who are you to say I hope you're okay? It doesn't feel like it's coming from a place of goodness. It almost feels like an attack because he doesn't doesn't know them. So I could see that. Some people love that. Some people hate it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
At the Shaunaverse on Instagram, nailed it with his friend vacation rules. So he has come up with a list of rules for his friends whenever they do a friendcation. So this is when you finally get out of, you know, you get the trip out of the group chat. You guys have planned something. You're going somewhere together. It's just the friends doing it up. But there are a list of rules you must abide by in order to make sure everybody has the best time possible. All right.
Okay. So
here is at the Shaunaverse and his friend vacation rules.
Today we will be going over my list of rules for a friend vacation. Number one, sleep is off the table. You need to know this going into it. Okay, sleep on the plane ride there, sleep on the plane ride back. Everything in between is a nap. Okay, we're staying out late and we're waking up early. We're going to make the most of this. It was expensive. Number two, don't take anything personal. Between a lack of slumber, living in very close quarters, and a drained social battery, tensions can run high. Don't let something upset you to the point where it ruins the trip. Just boss up. Number three, if you're broke, don't come. I didn't bust my to pay for this trip to here. I can't do this. I can't afford that. Why are you here? Go home. Sorry. Number four, mess level 1,000. Vacations are perfect time to go absolutely bad crazy because all the people you meet aren't real. They're simulations. So I'm going to need everyone on their worst behavior. Number five, what happens in blank stays in blank. This is not only applicable to Vegas. I don't care if we went 2 miles away, 2 hours away, or two time zones away. And last, but oh so certainly not least, the next one always has to be booked. You know, before this one's even over, we have to figure out what we're doing after this.
I agreed with every
single
one
perfect.
Of them.
It's all perfect. I'm not mad at it.
Yes.
I can appreciate the satire in it, but that sounds like a vacation from hell.
No,
it's going to be the most.
It's memories. It's going to be like the most epic vacation ever. Like you're making the most of every single second with your friends.
What did you disagree with?
I don't want to be sleep deprived. I don't want to have to pay for another vacation while I'm still paying off the one that we're on. I don't want to be guilt tripped because I don't want to go to that restaurant because the beef carpaccio is $150.
Like, see, that's why he told you to stay home.
Hot Goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Big Sean is speaking out about a cosmetic procedure that people have thought he's gotten done for a while. Mo, you actually sent this to my email. And has this been like a thing for a while where people have been blaming him or accusing him of getting this done?
So the first time I ever remember this becoming a thing was there was a time when rapper Joe Budden was beefing with Drake. And he said in one of his diss songs that Drake's abs were sculpted and that they were fake, and that Drake actually went and got some type of plastic surgery in order to have abs, and that kind of got everybody's wheels rolling with, wait, what? Is this a thing?
I didn't even know that was, yeah. I didn't even know that was a procedure.
Yeah, so apparently it is, and there are men who do it, but obviously they are not really honest about it, but Drake was the first one to where people started to actually pay attention. And then he posted a picture Drake did a few weeks ago that went viral on Instagram with his shirt off in front of his bar at his home, and his abs look, something about it just looks a little off. It looks like he probably did have some work done, and then they started to compare that picture to Big Sean, and then Big Sean's abs went viral at that point, and I guess it became such a popular theory that Big Sean felt the need to respond.
Are you taking like, is it almost like a liposuction thing, so you're just taking the fat out of that area, so your abs are popping more?
I think they take the, I know they take the fat out of that area, and then they do something, I'm not exactly sure what the procedure is, to make your abs look defined, so even if you have somewhat of a pot belly, not a real pot belly, but you know, to have real abs, you got to have a very minimal amount of fat there. Yeah. But the way their abs look, it looks like you just placed defined abs on top of too much fat.
Do they have ab implants?
That's pretty much what it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Well, allegedly. That's what they're alleging.
I didn't even know this was something you could get done. And when I read that two men in Hollywood were being accused of it, I'm going to be honest with you. I recognize this a little toxic. It made me smile a little bit. As somebody who has gotten their nose shaved off to appease the beauty standard for women, I was like, thank God the men are feeling the pressure too. In a weird way, I'm like, it's comforting that it's not just women that feel a certain pressure to look a certain way, that men also sometimes go to extreme lengths to fit a certain standard.
I just sent y'all an email in case you want to look at the picture that they have of Big Sean and a link to Drake's picture so you can see exactly what it looks like when people think that the abs are fake.
And I got the AI overview. Ab implants, also known as abdominal implants or the six-pack implant, are a type of cosmetic surgery where silicone or solid elastomer implants are surgically placed under the abdominal muscle to create the appearance of a sculpted muscular physique specifically a six-pack.
And I can't really put my finger on it, but it looks odd. It just does not look like your abs naturally Ooh. Looked when you were that ripped.
Okay, so what this picture that I'm looking at of Big Sean, this is after the operation?
Yep. So you see how it's like his abs are defined, but at the same time, he has not lost enough body fat around that area for his abs to look like that.
I don't know what he spent, but it's too much. He don't look that good.
It does look like a weird, it's like a circle, and the abs are inside the circle. Like, it doesn't look like how normal abs look.
And it looks like there's cellulite on the stomach.
Yeah, so weird. This guy went viral on Instagram, and I saw it on the Shade Room, where he was pointing out the reasons why he believes that Big Sean's abs are fake. His name is the Nutrition Narc, and it forced Big Sean to finally respond.
Move over, Drake, because now Big Sean is getting accused of having ab implants. So I'm going to tell you whether or not I think these little things are real or fake. This video is going all around the internet because he seems to have extremely defined abs sitting on top of a bubble gut. Look at this. But to judge whether or not he had implants, we have to look where he started at. Now, this photo is from 2015, and you can see he does have deep abdominal cuts above his upper abs. Even back then, they kind of look fake, right? And even in more recent photos, we can see those same genetics in play. You can see this deep cut right here. And we can see that at almost any body fat he's at, he has almost the same ab definition. But since pictures can always be edited, videos are a much better tell. And in this workout video he uploaded a while back, his abs look completely different than before. But the thing is, they kind of look worse now, like less defined. This is an extremely tough case, but if I had to put my money on one, I would think he either started taking steroids and his muscles, including his abs, got a lot bigger, or he got some sort of abdominal etching.
That's what I was going to say at the last part of it. This looks like steroid stomach to me. So when you take steroids, all of your muscles get bigger, including your abs. So it will give you sort of that, I don't know, almost like
a domed appearance.
Yeah, domed appearance, because everything is getting bigger, and that's what it looks like to me.
So he responded to a user on social media. It was hysterical. He said, "Unfortunately, my abs are real. I got love for the fake community, though, to each its own. But what makes it funnier is this is the way God made me. I just happen to look like a chewed up Tootsie Roll when I'm out of shape."
That's funny.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
After long weeks of tuning in six nights out of the week to keep up with what's going on with Love Island, it is finally coming to an end on Sunday.
Question for a guy that's only watched one episode, right? Because you guys made it sound so intriguing. How are they sustaining six nights a week doing this?
They're only hour-long episodes, and some of the episodes, albeit, are kind of, I don't want to say they're pointless, but they're just filler episodes, so you can kind of see the gradual progression of where the relationships are going. I think they're necessary in the sense that everything can change in the course of a day. Everything, 24 hours can totally change a relationship dynamic, but the actual, like, plot, if you will, of the episodes aren't necessarily the most intriguing.
And is there a fan vote every night?
There's not one every night. They come sort of periodically. I would say usually about once a week. So there's like a natural progression to the season. It's like the first week's kind of boring. You're just getting to know people. Finally, things start heating up when they start really coupling up and they make big connections and they throw in bombshells. So there's always something new every episode. There's a challenge. There's like a vote. There's people learning how people really feel about each other. Like, there's always some sort of drama that's keeping you on your toes.
So with the first group that I saw where they really spent a lot of time like making sure you knew who they were, some of them are off of the island now, right? So are you equally invested in the new bombshells or?
Personally, I'm never that invested in the bombshells. The OG Islanders are always the ones who people really care about and usually win at the end. Katie's cousin just got dumped.
And he did.
Yeah, I'm really sad about it.
It was a fan vote too, so America wanted him off the island.
Yeah. But he lasted a while though.
And he found someone to love. Like, he was in a very solid relationship with a girl named Clark, and we'll see how long that lasts until all the sports players throughout the world slide in and start giving her better offers.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor and Clark, they were really cute.
Well, it lasted. Anyway, so Sunday is the finale of Love Island USA for this season. And Rebecca and I are going to be doing a live stream on our Instagram page and giving live commentary as everything is going down. But because there are five couples left, I figured that me and Rebecca would choose two, maybe three couples to attach ourselves to have a bet
And whoever loses or wins the bet, you either just get pride or we're going to have a punishment.
So here's the tea about this season of Love Island. We all know Amaya Papaya is going to win. There's one contestant who has just been absolutely beloved, and she is Amaya Papaya. And whoever picks Amaya Papaya to win is going to win our bet. No problem. So we have to challenge each other and we have to figure out who is going to get Amaya Papaya, because I came up with the perfect bet punishment for a woman in this modern age. Whoever loses and does not pick the winning couple for Love Island season 7 will have to go on TikTok, record a video of themselves and post it with the caption, "How old do you think I look?"
Oh, damn.
We're both women in our late 20s and early 30s. We're both fragile in this moment. So anyway, we're going to claim different couples. We'll each take two. But right now, we are going to battle it out for the couple that is basically guaranteed to win. It is Amaya and Brian. And there is one thing that Amaya is known for on this season of Love Island USA. And that is coming up with the most oddly specific yet weirdly thoughtful metaphors.
You know, sometimes I'm not the book that someone should be reading, and that's okay.
So I consider myself a circle, and people need to stop putting me or trying to fit me into the square box or to a star.
I must keep on being me.
Please.
I'm gonna keep being Amaya.
Please.
And like I said a couple of days ago, if I'm not your cup of tea, then
thank you.
Don't drink it.
I know,
period.
That's right.
Ain't nobody begging you to drink peppermint tea.
I like that confidence. It all makes sense.
Understood them all.
She really is a fun watch. So Rebecca and I are going to do something I'm calling the Amaya off. We both have a set of Amaya-esque metaphors, and whoever has the strongest metaphors, whoever can beat each other out with the best metaphors, is going to get to claim Amaya Papaya for the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Let us begin.
Okay.
And are we voting on this? For a winner?
I think at the end, you tell us who had the strongest Amaya-isms.
Okay.
My first Amaya-ism. If I'm not your speed, change gears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not your baked potato, then don't put sour cream, cheese, and bacon on me.
Oh.
Do we vote on that round? Or
no, we're just going back and forth.
Okay.
We're going to wait till the end.
All right,
we're going to let them cook, and then we're going to tell them which one had the best dish.
Okay.
If my egg's not in your basket, then I'll make things over easy.
If our story is over, why are you still writing pages?
Oh.
That's a Taylor Swift lyric.
That was really good.
It was really, really good. Great philosopher Taylor Swift wrote that one.
If I'm not your thing, you were never in a place to be my person. Nouns. That's what nouns are.
What?
Person, place, thing.
That one went over my head.
Okay.
I'm too dumb for that one.
Where's Cassie?
You started off strong.
If you have an Android, then maybe I'm not the right charger for you.
Oh. If you didn't need gas, why'd you stop at this QT?
QT.
All right.
If I'm not your catfish, don't fry me up in hot oil.
Oh.
What if it's a tie at the end of this whole thing?
Okay. If you're not a shoe-in, then pay less attention to me.
Oh, God. If you don't like a sweet treat, then don't order my ice cream sundae.
Oh. If you can't see why I'm great, you can be my ex.
No, you didn't, Rebecca.
Damn, that's
great.
They keep getting worse.
No, if I'm not...
This is the best bit that Cassie has ever heard.
Cassie's not in here. If I'm not your candle, don't light the match.
Oh,
I thought she was going to say something new.
If I'm not your cup of hot cocoa, then cancel Christmas. Okay.
Are we almost done?
Okay.
All right, you do one more, and then I'll do one more.
Okay, this is my final one. If you're blind to this box, then don't call me your laboo-boo.
If I'm not the show for you, then turn the TV off.
Did you really end with mustard?
Turn the TV off.
I can't tell if that was the best one, or I'm just glad it's over.
Yeah. All right. Is there a clear consensus?
No.
On who the winner is here?
And again, the person that loses and doesn't guess the right Love Islander to win will have to post a video of themselves on TikTok asking the watchers to tell them how old they are.
Yes.
How old do I look?
Okay.
Yes, how old do I look?
Maybe we should put it up for a vote on social media.
Okay,
who won the Amaya-ism off?
No, we're doing it right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your vote for?
Abby.
Who's your vote for?
Abby.
Yeah, my vote's for Abby, too.
Oh, no. I talked about the boo-boos. They're going to say I'm 56.
Puns in here are not welcome. They are not welcome.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.